Good morning and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I pray that everyone is having a great day on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on this morning. I thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning that we are still amongst the land of the living. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for just watching over us and protecting us. I thank you, Lord, for guiding our steps because you said, Lord, if we submit ourselves unto you, we resist the devil and he shall flee. And Lord, you also said that if we acknowledge you in all of our ways, you shall direct our paths, Lord. And we ask you to do just that. We acknowledge you on today, Lord. We need you to direct our path, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as we trust you and have faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we left off yesterday on Luke chapter 10. And let's reread verse 33 just to kind of sum up where we were. It was about this lawyer. And this lawyer in verse 25 had asked Jesus a question about how does he obtain eternal life. And he quoted the scripture of thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus says, yep, you are exactly right. And he asked the question to Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? Jesus began to give him a dialogue about a priest and a Levite that walked right past this man that was in need, that had fell amongst thieves. And so let's reread verse 33. It says, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where the man was that had fell among thieves. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now, this was a Samaritan. He didn't know this man. This man was a stranger, but he saw that the man needed help and he bound up the man's wounds. And there is some spiritual significance to the oil and wine, but we won't go into that today. But in verse 35, he continues and he says, on the morrow, so he even stayed overnight with the man to help the man. On the morrow, whence he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host of the inn. And said unto him, take care of him, take care of this man, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay. So he had compassion on the man. He took care of the man. Now he needed to leave the next day. He left money to take care of this man and told the innkeeper, take care of him, and whatever more is needed, when I come back, I will repay. And that reminds me of Jesus. That is just what he has done for us. He has taken care of the cost and the payment for sin. He's got it. And when he came and found us, we had fell among thieves. Amongst thieves. This world had stripped us and robbed us of our dignity and our soul, and the enemy had held it captive, and he had it in his grip. And when Jesus came and died on the cross, he went down to the bowels of hell, and he snatched the keys, meaning he snatched the authority that the enemy had. He took it from him, and he took the keys of death and hell, and he took them, and he has them, and he paid the price for our sin. And I say to that, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he paid the price so we did not have to pay the price. And so just like this man said, you know what? Whatever is needed, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. And when I come back, just like when Jesus comes back, he's coming back to get a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Whether you have died in Christ or whether you are alive and remain, he is coming back to get us as one church body. And there's some semblance here of this man. He went out of his way. Jesus went out of his way to come back and get us. And this man is coming back to take care of a man he didn't even know. Just like Jesus didn't know the Gentiles, meaning in a spiritual way. Of course, God knew who the Gentiles were, but in a spiritual way, Jesus came back for the Jews. But now he's coming back for a one church body, Jew and Gentile. And everything other than Jew is Gentile, but he's coming back for a believer. Those that believe in Christ Jesus, that's who he is coming back for. Let's read verse 36. Which now of these? Jesus is asking the man that asked him the smarty pants question, who is my neighbor? And 36, he says, which now of these thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? You tell me now, who was neighbor to the man that was harmed and wounded? Was it the priest that walked by him on the other side and avoided helping the man? Was it the Levite that walked on the other side that avoided helping the man and left him half dead in the street? Or was it the Samaritan man, which Jesus purposefully said to the man, this was a Samaritan, somebody that you least likely think that is going to help you? It was this man. Now you tell me, who was the neighbor? And this is what the man says in verse 37. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do likewise. And we had read before when we were studying the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. It says, Matthew 5 and 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. You want to be a neighbor? Show mercy. And that same mercy will be repaid back to you. And we talked yesterday about wisdom. Wisdom comes from knowledge and understanding. But with knowledge and understanding, you shall obtain sight. You shall be able to see. See what? See what you cannot see with the natural eye. When you look at people, do you look at them from the outside? What do you see? Do you see someone in need? Do you see someone that could benefit from your help? Do you see someone that actually needs your support? Or do you just look from the outside and you are judging by the degree that they have? Or are they attractive? Or are they somebody that dresses nice? Or somebody that commands attention with their speech and their persuasive way that they communicate? What are you looking at? Are you looking at the car they drive? Are you looking at the home that they have? Are you looking from the outside that they've obtained this favor from man and you want to get in and get next to them because that's how you're going to be able to get what you need? Is that what you're saying? Well, that's not from the knowledge and the understanding of the word of God or the word of Christ, because you see with the unnatural eye when it comes to the word of God and when it comes to the things of God. You are looking with a spiritual understanding, not with a natural understanding. So we pray that God would open up the eyes of our understanding so we may obtain godly wisdom. I am going to stop on today. Please join me on the Word of Me. May you be blessed and have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you again on Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.